Legislative leadership has decided to study the impacts of the federal government's letter recommending guidelines for how to treat transgender students. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports.
During a Legislative Management Committee meeting on Tuesday, lawmakers decided they want to find out more about how policies regarding transgender students are impacting Utah schools and the students who attend them. The decision is a response to a recent letter sent to districts from the U.S. Department of Education and the U.S. Justice Department. The letter has been controversial because it tells school districts how they should handle transgender students. Senate President Wayne Niederhauser says they want to study the issue because they're not sure yet what the legislature's role should be.
I think a lot of this is yet to be unfolded. This is so early after the letter that's come out that we didn't want to, you know, there's water to flow under the bridge over the next several weeks.
Democratic State Senator Jim DeBacchus says he's not as concerned about who is studying the issue as long as they consider all aspects of it.
Culturally, we just don't know what to do with these young children. We don't know where they fit in. And I think the fact that the legislature has agreed to look at the issues for transgender children in public schools and understand their plight is a major step forward.
While the Utah legislature has considered bills in the past that were similar to North Carolina's so-called bathroom bill, President Niederhauser says he doesn't believe that will ultimately be the path lawmakers choose. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.